Are you looking for a place to park your emergency fund or other liquid savings that honors God and increases your generosity? Hi, I'm Rob West. There are 10,000 banks and credit unions these days where you can open an account, but not many allow you to directly serve the kingdom with your savings. I'll talk about one that does today with Aaron Cade, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's a pleasure to have Aaron Cade with us today. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. And in his role at CCCU, Aaron is able to align his faith with years of financial services experience. And Aaron, it's a delight to welcome you to the program.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here today with you to share with you and your listeners the great things going on at Christian Community Credit Union.
Well, we are as well, and I know CCCU has been around for a long time, but still, some listeners may not be familiar with the organization, so perhaps you could begin by just sharing a brief history and even the mission of Christian Community Credit Union.
Sure. You're correct, Rob. The credit union has a long history. In fact, we just celebrated 65 years of service this past March. Christian Community Credit Union was established in 1957 by a small group of American Baptist ministers in Southern California. They had found it difficult to get financing for church projects because secular banks just didn't understand ministry. They didn't even know how to read a giving statement. They realized that if they pooled their resources, they could provide financing to help other churches grow. Since then, membership has grown nationwide to serve churches, ministries, their staff, and their members. We also serve Christian schools, colleges, seminaries, and other ministries. Today, Christian Community Credit Union is one of the largest faith-based credit unions in the country. Our mission is to serve Christ followers to live and give more abundantly.
I love that. And, you know, we need partners in financial services, including banking partners that really are helping us to align our values with our faith. And CCCU certainly does that. And I know it's really based on God's word. Where in Scripture do you go as you think about the work of CCCU?
You know, our company values are rooted in Scripture. And the two most important company values at the credit union are we love God and we strive to serve and love others like Christ. These are based on Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's a blessing to be able to come alongside our members to serve their financial needs. Whether it's a church that needs financing for a new building, a couple buying their first home, or a student opening their first checking account, we're here to help members and ministries manage their money wisely.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you've mentioned, obviously, just now several of those services you offer. I'd love to unpack that just a bit more here before the break. Maybe we could start with the personal side, just in terms of what you all provide to your members.
Sure. At Christian Community Credit Union, we offer Christians banking products such as mortgages, credit cards, auto loans, savings accounts, and free checking accounts. CCCU has better rates and lower fees than the big banks. And we're part of the Co-op Network, the largest branch network in the country, with 5,600 shared branches and over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs across all 50 states.
Very good. And what about businesses?
Well, partnering with businesses to create a better financial future through the bond of faith, community, and shared financial resources is what we do best. We offer a suite of financial products and services designed to help your business thrive. From managing your day-to-day business expenses to helping you tap into the funds you need to build your business, CCCU supports your kingdom calling.
And then finally, ministries?
Well, as ministry experts, we're committed to helping your ministry grow and serve more fruitfully. Our banking and lending solutions are designed to help you at all life stages in your ministry. From the church planter all the way to the church expanding to multiple campuses, we have the right financial solutions for you.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, the big idea here is that no matter where somebody finds themselves, whether it's dealing with their personal finances or running a business or a ministry, they can have a trusted partner who shares their values and can give competitive services, but do it with God's Word at the center and really a heart toward aligning your values with your financial decisions. We're talking today with our good friend Aaron Cade, Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. When we come back, we'll continue to talk more about Christian Community Credit Union just around the corner. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. The book of Revelation is so full of wild images and visions that it's extremely daunting to read, isn't it? But here's one story there that almost everyone agrees on, and it's about Christmas. Yes, Revelation with a Christmas story. Here it is. A woman, pregnant and about to give birth, chased by a dragon, called that ancient serpent. This serpent wants to eat the baby, put an end to him before he enters the world. But she gives birth to a baby boy. And Revelation 12 says this baby was born to rule the nations. The serpent did not win. Christ was born. Christ was taken up and sits on his throne today. Our King reigns now and forevermore. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Bishop E.W. Jackson.
What needs to be told to these black men is get a job, stop fathering children that you can't take care of, stop hanging out in the streets, and stop acting like the cops are your enemy anytime you interact with them, particularly when you're interacting with them in a situation where you know they've come expecting potential trouble because of the circumstances you've allowed yourself to be in. How about trying that?
Weekdays at noon Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches. And we're grateful for their sponsorship of the MoneyWise program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Joining me today, Aaron Cade, Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. And just before the break, Aaron, we were talking about the many ways that a credit union who is operated based on God's Word can really align with you and help you serve God's kingdom, but also meet your banking needs. And you were sharing several of the ways that you do that. Being a not-for-profit organization, CCCU's business model is especially helping with ministry financing. I'd love for you to perhaps share a story with us about a ministry you've been able to help in this way.
Sure. I'd love to talk to you about Calvary Chapel, South Orange County. They're in San Clemente, California, not too far from the headquarters of the credit union. And we were recently blessed by the opportunity to be able to work with them. And I'll tell you, theirs is a story of God's faithfulness. During California's restrictive lockdown, and it was restrictive during the pandemic, many churches had to move to online services or no services at all.
Yeah.
This church instead began to gather outdoors in the parking lot of a local mall. Folks from all around Southern California who were hungry for fellowship and hungry to hear God's word traveled for miles to worship. God blessed their ministry, and the church found itself needing a larger building to accommodate the growing flock. When they reached out to us with their need, we listened, we understood their goals, and we helped them with financing. As a result, Calvary Chapel, South Orange County, was able to purchase a large property nearby. The church continues to grow and is bringing thousands of souls to Christ in the local community. That's just one of the many stories where CCCU was able to help a church expand its ministry and advance God's kingdom.
Yeah, I love that. What a practical example of how these two things come together to advance the kingdom. And you've mentioned that several times, that really by engaging with CCCU, you are in fact serving God's kingdom. What does that look like, Aaron, with just a basic checking or savings account?
We are a faith-based, not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative. We don't exist to earn money for shareholders. We are owned by our members, and we exist to serve our members. So not only are our products designed to help our members thrive financially, but we also give back to Christian missions and causes that our members care about, such as ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. To date, we've given back almost $6 million. So when you do business with Christian Community Credit Union, not only can you feel good knowing that profits are coming back to you in the form of better rates and lower fees, but they're also going to support Christian causes that you care about.
Yeah, that's really encouraging. You've mentioned the word member several times. I know that's really key to a credit union. So is membership open to anyone? And how does one join the Christian Community Credit Union?
You can join the credit union family in three different ways. One is through your affiliation with a Christian church, ministry, or school. Two, you can join by joining our charity partner, Christian Alliance for Orphans. Or you can join through a family member who is already part of the credit union.
That's helpful, Aaron. Give us a sense of how someone actually signs up to become a member through one of those avenues you just described.
So when you are going through the membership application, you can choose to join by virtue of being an employee, a member, or a regular attendee of a Christian church. You just list the church and the location, and we ask that you read and affirm our statement of faith, which will be familiar to most Protestants. Or you can join by virtue of being on staff or a member of a Christian ministry or a school or a Christian university. And it's the same way. You just indicate what your affiliation is, read and agree with our statement of faith, and you're on your way.
Very good. I know we were talking off the air a bit, Aaron, just about your passion for the work that you have the opportunity to do at CCCU and really the why behind the ministry. I'd love for you to unpack a bit more about that related to the needs of Christians and really the opportunity you all have to give and support some incredible ministries around the globe.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Earlier this year, We took the time to meet with members, with prospective members, whether both individuals and ministries, to really understand what they were looking for from the credit union, what role we are serving in their lives today, and what role we can serve in their lives tomorrow that we may not be doing right now. And what we learned was so encouraging, that Christians are looking to an organization that aligns with their faith and values, that they know exactly how their money's being used, and it's going to help grow God's kingdom. It's going to help build churches, to expand ministries, and that it's being given back to the Christian community. And we work with some great ministry partners that our members' generosity has been able to support over the years. One of them is Mission Aviation Fellowship, who is spreading the gospel to the most remote parts of the world. Another is Christian Alliance for Orphans, who's supporting families, supporting orphans across the globe, but also playing a big role in the United States in the foster care community, helping families in crisis stay together, helping kids in the foster care system, helping them all experience God's love. And another partner we've been working with is Olive Crest. They're primarily on the West Coast, but they're playing a huge role in serving the needs of families in crisis, of children in the foster care system in Southern California and up the West Coast. And just the need is so great in LA County alone, and the role they're playing is just helping keep families together. But if that's not possible, to help find a forever home for kids who are in the foster care system.
That's really exciting work, Aaron. Well, in our final moments here together, let's get really practical just about the needs of Christians in the banking space. Obviously, we're in a really unusual time. Interest rates have been climbing. Banking products perhaps are slightly more attractive, although being offset by runaway inflation. But just talk about what you're hearing from Christians and the opportunity that exists at CCCU for their banking products.
Well, yeah, we've got great products to help both individuals and ministries to with their park their rainy day funds and earn a really great rate of interest. We've got a welcome CD. It's several percentage points higher than what you could earn with a secular bank, and you only have to keep your money with the credit union for 7 months. But you can put up to $250,000, which so it's a great place for a ministry, especially as we enter this season of giving, to be able to put this money and let it grow and put it to work for the future. We've also got a full range of lending products, and we don't encourage the accumulation of debt, but we've got a credit card that is a great tool. Credit cards can be a great tool for making online purchases, for living your life. And if you're going to use this tool, why not use one that gives back to the Christian community? We have the card that gives to missions, and every dollar you spend, a portion of it goes back to ministries such as Mission Aviation Fellowship.
I love that. Well, how can listeners get more information, Aaron?
Well, we have a special page we created just for MoneyWise listeners. Go to joinchristiancommunity.com.
Very good. Aaron, we appreciate you stopping by. Great to meet you, my friend.
Thank you, Rob. It was great to meet you as well. Blessings to you all.
Thank you. Aaron Cade has been our guest today. He's Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. That website again, joinchristiancommunity.com. We'll be right back.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net, and sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Rob West, host of MoneyWise, heard here on American Family Radio. At MoneyWise, we understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. All right, it's time for your calls and questions today on anything financial. What are you thinking about today, financially speaking? Is it that spending plan? Maybe it's your long-term savings? Maybe you're just struggling with that credit score, or like so many callers lately, you're struggling with identity theft. You've had somebody compromise an account, or you've got a call from somebody that was impersonating a financial institution you do business with, and you gave them information that perhaps in hindsight you wish you wouldn't have. Now you're wondering what you should do to protect your identity. Any of those and anything else you're thinking about today, we'd love to hear from you. We've got some lines open. Pat, Stan, standing by to take your call. We'll get you on the air. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. That's the number to call with your financial questions today. We look forward to hearing from you. Also today on the broadcast, we'll take a couple of your emails. We're grateful that so many of you email us every day with your questions at questions@moneywise.org. We try to get as many of them on the air as we can. I'll also weigh in on the emotional buying that we often do during the holidays. Yeah, I know. As I said it, you're probably thinking, wow, that's me. I know I've certainly been there, and so I'll be talking to myself as well. But let's make sure that even if you believe you're a rational, practical person, that you can escape the tendency to buy emotionally, especially this time of year. I'll weigh in on that. And Jerry Boyer stops by a little later in the broadcast. Jerry is our resident economist. He joins us each Friday on the broadcast to weigh in on the markets and the economy. We always appreciate Jerry's perspective on a whole host of issues. And yes, your calls today as well. 800-525-7000. Before we go to the phones, let's begin today with an email. This one comes from Aaron, and he writes to us, I have four infant grandchildren. How can I start an investment that would be given to them when they graduate from high school? Something flexible if they wanted to use the money for college or to buy a vehicle. And of course, with the least amount of tax burden on them. Well, that's a great idea, Aaron. I love what you're thinking there. A couple of key ideas that you mentioned in your question. Number one, you want it to automatically become their asset at the age of majority. If that's the case, a custodial account would be the tool that you're looking for. You know, that is the vehicle, the account type that would be favorable from a tax standpoint because it's their asset. But also, it would in fact become theirs at the age of majority in your state. So you just need to make sure you're okay with that. You know, even if they're making poor lifestyle decisions at that point, they're not demonstrating financial maturity. That amount of money, whatever had accumulated in there, would automatically become theirs. If you want more control over it than that, so you make the decision when they get it, then you'd want to keep it in your name. Perhaps he's either as a separate individual or joint brokerage account that you would control. You would absolutely be able to turn it over to them as a gift at that point, but you would have discretion over when and how that happens. So just think through that, Aaron. If you had said, I want this specifically earmarked for college, I would have said use a 529 college savings plan. But because you want it more flexible, you threw out the idea of perhaps buying a vehicle. That's where either the joint account in your name or the custodial account, I think, is going to give you that flexibility. In terms of what to do with that, I would just set up an automatic contribution to either to all four of those accounts systematically. So it just comes out every month. You don't have to think about it. So if you want to put $100 a month in each of them, $400 between the four of them, it happens. And then I would use a robo-advisor that's just going to automatically, every time you drop that money in, let's say monthly, it's automatically going to rebalance the portfolio without any transaction costs. I would probably look to the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios to do that. You could look at Fidelity as well, but they would use low-cost exchange-traded funds to build out a portfolio that makes sense with a, you know, maybe a 15-year time horizon using largely indexes, mirroring the broad market indexes with a small portion in bonds, a larger portion in the broad market stock indexes. And again, it would be very low cost, but very easy to maintain and just automatically have that money reinvested every time you make a deposit. Aaron, all the best to you and those sweet grandchildren. I'm sure you're loving this season of life, and thanks for writing to us today. If you have a question you'd like read on the air, send it along, questions@moneywise.org. All right, let's head to the phones today. Again, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to begin in Ohio. David, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real well, David. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. Hey, just want to tell you before I start, your voice sounds very much like your predecessor.
You're talking about Dan? Yes, sir.
Dan. Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. You know, I didn't have the privilege of knowing Dan, but I feel like I did just based on all of the incredible things I heard about his ministry and the heart behind it and really his desire to serve right. God's people. And I know he is dearly missed, but I'm certainly grateful to walk in his shoes as well as my predecessor on this program, Howard Dayton, and so many others. So grateful for you mentioning Dan today.
You're welcome. You know, I heard you mention cybercrime this morning on the radio, and it's kind of funny. I was just involved in that today.
Oh, really? And what happened?
Let me tell you what happened. And this is really something I didn't know about. I have an Amazon account, like probably everybody in the U.S., yeah. Purchased tons of stuff through Amazon, and somehow one of my credit cards got pirated, and about $5,000 worth of electronics got sent to the person who pirated my credit card, which kind of funny was actually still in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
So I called Amazon. I called the credit card company, of course, first and canceled the account, told them what happened, and then I just called Amazon this morning. And what they do that I didn't know is when you purchase something on Amazon, they retain all your credit card information. So when somebody pirated my Amazon account, all they had to do is click default payment. I did not know that.
Yes.
Most companies where you purchase something with a credit card give you the option. Do you want me to hold this information for future purchases, and you have the option of saying yes or no.
That's exactly right. Let me ask you to hang on right there, David. I've got to hit a break, but I want to hear more of this story and give you my thoughts. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
Hannah's Heart with Ann Cockrell and Kendra White.
Hannah took her pain to God, and God heard her and was with her.
Hannah's Heart helps couples process infertility and miscarriage through a biblical lens. Join us Saturday afternoon at 5 Central on American Family Radio. Find the podcast at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
45,000. That's how many times MoneyWise referred a listener to a Certified Kingdom Advisor, or CKA, last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to moneywise.org and clicking the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing and the Money Wise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices each day as we gather together. 800-525-7000. We've got a couple of lines open. David's been waiting patiently just before the break. He called from Ohio to say that his Amazon account had been hacked and those saved credit cards that were linked to his account were automatically used as a default payment to purchase a number of goods that were then sent to the hacker. And I'm glad you caught it, David. Go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Sure. So what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm sure there's thousands of people listening to you that have Amazon accounts. Yeah. And it's probably a wise idea, and I just did this morning, is to go into your Amazon account and remove all your credit cards until you go to purchase something, put it back in. But the problem is once you put it in, you have to go back in and remove it again, or the same thing can happen. I'm sure I'm not the only person this has happened to. So I'm sure this happens all the time. And actually I called Amazon and I told them that I think this shouldn't be done. You know, you should give people an option.
Yeah.
Do I want to keep my credit card number in there and click yes or no? So,
I actually wasn't aware that that's an option. I know they do give you an option to remove all accounts in by unlinking them to your account. I didn't realize it automatically saved them without asking for your permission. So that's good advice, David. Let me take that one step further. I think, you know, if, and this would apply to all accounts, but let's stick with Amazon for a second. If this does happen to you, number one, immediately change your password. Number two, check your account information and make sure that there's not been any changes in that. Number three, check your purchase history. I would enable what's called two-step verification. David, I don't know whether you had that in place or not, but two-step verification is going to ensure that when somebody logs in with your username and password, that's not enough. They're going to have to provide a code that would be provided to either an email address or a cell phone number that you would have in your possession. The hackers would not, and that would stop them in their tracks. Of course, as you said, unlink all credit cards, which means you've got to put it in now every time. But then also go check your credit card accounts to see if there is any other fraudulent transactions so that you can dispute those. You know, if you've been a victim of credit card fraud, you want to report it immediately to your card issuer and to law enforcement. The Fair Credit Billing Act limits cardholders' liability for unauthorized charges to $50. Most issuers offer $0 fraud liability if a card is lost or stolen. So I would also say sign up for alerts to make sure that you're notified immediately. But David, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and we'll certainly, well, we have passed it on now to everybody listening, and so hopefully that will benefit them. God bless you, sir. To Georgia, hey, John, thanks for calling, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. We have some money that we'd like to invest. We're in our 80s, and we've saved up a little money over the years since I've been retired from the railroad, and so we were wondering what would be the best place to put it. with the best interest rate.
Yeah, it's a great question, John. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Is this money you're going to live on? Are you going to try to draw an income from this? Or is this money that's just going to grow?
Money we have sitting there that's in the bank. It's not drawing any interest.
Okay.
We'd like to draw more interest on it.
Yes, sir. So I'm also hearing... go ahead.
We're not half... we can do without it.
I see.
We're not going to invest everything we got, but we're going to invest quite a bit of it.
Yeah, very good.
So we'll have some fall back on.
Yeah, and so I want to make sure that'd be the second thing. I would make sure that you would have an emergency fund that stays very liquid and secure and FDIC insured, and I'd have at least 6 months worth of expenses. You may want more than that. But any portion beyond that that you want to put to work, let's talk about how you'd like to invest it. Are you thinking you'd take a little bit of risk with it in a conservative stock and bond portfolio, or you want to stay on the more conservative end and guaranteed banking type products?
Our son deals with that. We don't want that.
Okay, very good. So you want to stay with something really that's guaranteed?
Yeah, something that's secure.
Okay. Very good. So at that point, you've got really two options. One is you could stay with FDIC-insured banking products and just take the prevailing interest rate that's being paid out, which is more attractive today. Now, that's a little bit of a misnomer because with inflation where it's at, these higher rates that we're enjoying are, we're still losing purchasing power with, anything inflation north of 4%, which we're certainly there now. Now, the Fed is working hard, and they may take us into a recession because of how quickly they've raised their interest rates, but they're singularly focused on getting inflation down as close to their 2% target as possible. But all that said, John, I think what you could look to would be what I would call a CD ladder, which would be, you could ladder some CDs out, maybe a 1 year and a 2 year. I wouldn't go beyond 2 years. There's just not enough additional yield to lock up the money that long. But, you could find CDs even at 1 year right now at 4.5%. So that's going to be better than you would get, in your bank, whether it's online or brick and mortar. That would probably be the best option if you don't want any potential loss, because even if you buy treasury bills or high quality corporate bonds, there could be a decline in the price of the bond. Even though the yield is fairly attractive right now, you could see some principal loss temporarily as interest rates head up. These bond prices are heading down. So you're probably looking at money market or CDs as your best option. The only other thing you may want to look at, which is not my first choice just because of the cost and the complexity, would be what's called a fixed annuity, which is an insurance product that basically offers a guaranteed rate of return, but you're going to lock up your money. You're not going to be able to access all of it without surrender charges and penalties, and that's why I don't like annuities as my first choice, not to mention they're complicated. So unless that was something you were really seeking, I would say stay in more of the banking products with money market and CDs, okay?
Okay. So you say a CD 1 year or 2 year CD?
Yeah, probably. You could put half of it in a 1 year, half of it in a 2 year. Make sure you're going to get enough of a difference in yield, though. You may want to stay all of it in a 12-month CD, just because the difference between a 1 year and a 2 year right now may only be 0.5%, and you're locking it up for another 12 months. So if that's the case, you may want to stay with the whole thing at a 1 year CD around 4.25, 4.5. And then when it comes due, look to roll it over and take advantage of higher rates at that point. The place to go, if you're comfortable using the internet, John, to find the banks that have the very best CD rates each day is called bankrate.com. Bankrate.com. You'd click the button that says CDs, and then you can search by 1 year CDs or any duration you want, and you'll find FDIC insured banks, and it'll tell you which banks are offering the most competitive rates today.
Okay, thank you for the information.
All right, John. Thanks for calling today, sir. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break here in just a moment, but back with questions from Jerry and LC and perhaps your question. We'd love to hear from you with whatever's on your mind today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. We'll look forward to hearing from you, and we'll take a quick break and then be right back with much more, including Jerry Boyer, right after this. Stay with us.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
Washington Watch.
This is a crisis of our own making, and that hard-nosed determination to not admit it for political reasons is just really, truly disheartening.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but on this particular issue, the contrast between the policies of the two administrations could not be sharper. As I've mentioned here on the program many times, I was at the border a little over a year ago. It was like a ghost town.
Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evenings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you will love all of the many different resources waiting for you at MoneyWise.org. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with a community of thousands of Christians striving to be faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at MoneyWise.org.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. Before we head back to the phones, our good friend Jerry Boyer with us today. Jerry's our resident economist. He stops by each Friday with his market commentary and analysis. And Jerry, I just was reading this morning your new article in World Magazine. I was reading it online about what you're seeing here in the U.S. I'd love for you to maybe share a few of those thoughts in light of kind of the current economic environment we find ourselves in today.
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. So that article is more kind of a zooming out because what you and I talk about every week is we talk about the week's news. We do it in light of eternal principles, but we're still about the week's news, right?
Yes.
So the folks at World asked me, well, kind of where is the United States economy historically from kind of the zoomed out point of view? And what I said is we're a lot like the 70s with the stagflation, but we have a couple of significant differences that are very problematic. That when Ronald Reagan came in, he could cut taxes and he and Paul Volcker could fight inflation, and they were able to win that war. The thing is, at that time, Reagan cut taxes. It caused deficits to get a little larger, but debt-to-GDP ratio was only about 20%. Now it's well over 120%. So we're in a different situation now. And the other thing is we were a much younger country. We didn't have people just constantly retiring. We had people, new entrants. The workforce was growing, you know, in the 70s and 80s. But in the 70s, we had Roe versus Wade that caused a lot of abortion. There's 66 million people who've been aborted after that. And so we're demographically in decline. So even if we pivoted and did everything right in terms of policy, we still have structural problems that are an impediment to us getting back to anything like the good economy that we had in the 1980s. Because there's something taking 66 million people out of existence and racking up debt that high, that is not something that can just be dealt with a single election or a change in policy or tax rate or the Fed funds rate.
Interesting, Jerry. Well, folks obviously can head over to World Magazine's website and read that really insightful article. So now let's take that and just look at that in light of where we're at right now, just in terms of kind of the data that you're looking at this week and what you're looking out toward as we think about heading into a new year.
Well, where we're at right now is something you and I have talked about, which is the biggest actor in markets is the central bank. It's the Fed. That's never been the case before recent times, which means it doesn't matter what the economy's doing. What matters is what the Fed's going to do because it's the biggest buyer or the biggest seller. Now, what's happened in the past few weeks is, you know, the Fed has those two mandates. One is, hey, we need to fight inflation. And the other is, well, we need to not have a recession. We don't want to slow down growth too much and cause unemployment to spike. That's the dual mandate. Those mandates conflict with one another. You can't do both. I mean, they're saying there's a trade-off, and if there's a trade-off, they're going back and forth between those two mandates week to week, which you and I have talked about. Well, what's happened is there are now two camps in the Fed. So there's an inflationist camp led by Brainard, and they're saying, hey, inflation's okay. You know, the thing we really need to worry about is a recession. So let's not fight inflation so much. It's okay to have inflation. We don't like it, but it's okay. And you've got a recessionist camp that's saying, no, we need to hike rates. We need to contract money, contract credit. Yeah, it'll probably cause a recession, but we need the recession in order to fight inflation. So you've got a camp that's pulling for inflation, and you've got a camp that's pulling for a recession. this week, the camp that the dovish camp, the camp that wants to the camp that says, okay, let's go ahead and trigger a recession, that camp got some ammo. I said dovish. I should have said hawkish. In the beginning of the week, the Institute for Supply Management, which is basically a survey of people who are running companies, the service sector, that came in looking like it's already recessionary. And then what we got this morning is, I'm sorry, I'm a little muddled this morning. That came out looking stronger than usual. That gave ammunition to the people who are saying, okay, you know, we're going to have to tighten, and we can tighten the money supply because, you know, we don't have to really worry about recession because this is non-recessionary. This morning, we got new inflation numbers, wholesale inflation numbers, and those were higher than expected. Again, giving ammunition to the crowd that says, we're going to tighten the money supply. If we cause a recession, all right, we cause a recession, but that's what it takes to beat inflation. So that's why markets are down this week, with the growth-oriented sectors down the most. That's why the NASDAQ is down more than, say, the S&P. Because the faction that's willing to risk a recession got ammunition for their argument this week in two forms. One, a better than expected economic growth, and the other, a higher than expected inflation number.
Yeah, it's this tug of war we continue to find ourselves in, where good news is bad news is good news, and markets are bracing for what many are calling, quote unquote, the Powell recession, which is that the Fed is essentially engineering this recession with their dramatic decreasing of their balance sheet and the incredible pace of the rising of interest rates, which, again, isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just that we're trying to unwind all of the things that they did that were inflationary over a long period of time, now in a very short, compact period of time. And the implications of that are real, right, Jerry?
Right, they are. And the implications are, they're downstream from not following biblical principles to begin with, because there shouldn't be a pro-recession Fed policy, and there shouldn't be a pro-inflation Fed policy. The job of a central bank is to keep currency stable. And then if there's a natural recession because of weather conditions or whatever, a business cycle, then we go through that. But to actually be triggering a recession, well, you're triggering a recession because you caused inflation. Well, you shouldn't have caused the inflation. So the dual mandates, that way of looking at things is not the biblical way of looking at things. The biblical way of looking at things is that we're created to be creative. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. We're supposed to be productive. Productivity isn't a bad thing. And government's role is basically to just enforce a set of neutral rules, not to become the biggest investor in the economy, not to micromanage the economy by triggering business cycles. Just keep the value of the currency stable. And the image of God in us will bring about prosperity, because God gave us that gift as human beings to be productive.
Well said, Jerry. That is the biblical model. We appreciate you always reminding us of that. Well, appreciate you stopping by, my friend, today. I know there's a lot of data that will be coming out in the next week, so we'll do it all over again next Friday. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
You too. God bless.
All right. Jerry Boyer, president of Boyer Research. You can find his insightful analysis and articles in the Christian Post and most recently at World Magazine. 800-525-7000. We had a caller that couldn't hold Jerry that was asking about just a brief explanation on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I'd be delighted to do that. I'll try to be very brief. The best place to start is where Bitcoin entered the story, which was 2008, where an anonymous white paper was released that outlined a new digital currency. The vision was of a peer-to-peer currency outside the control of any government, and that was a key part of this. You know, somewhat amazingly, the whole white paper was only 9 pages long. You can go download it and read it on the internet. But needless to say, this Bitcoin idea has captured the imagination of millions of people. Essentially, what you need to understand is that cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, run on something called blockchain. A blockchain is simply a record of transactions updated and maintained by a decentralized network of computers. The big idea is that instead of a centralized ledger like your bank maintains, a blockchain allows a decentralized network of computers to record and maintain a record of transactions. Why is this important? Well, we're seeing a breakdown of trust in centralized institutions everywhere in society today, whether that's what Jerry was just talking about with the Fed or global health institutions or big tech companies. A lot of this is leading to a desire for decentralized activities. And the bottom line is most crypto projects take something we're already familiar with, the currency and saving and lending and so on, that normally require you to interact with a big institution, and redesign that function using computer code in a way that enables groups to accomplish it in a trustless, decentralized way. The challenge is, although blockchain is here to stay and it has wide-reaching implications beyond just financial transactions, the challenge is that a lot of folks have looked to Bitcoin and cryptos as an investment, and that's where I would stay far away from it. Number one, at this stage of development, cryptocurrencies are more like a speculation than an investment. We've certainly seen that play out as of late with the incredible declines in cryptocurrencies. In fact, I saw a new study this morning. Just 8% of Americans have a positive view of cryptocurrencies, and that's because of the recent exchange that collapsed and just the dramatic declines with a lot of the cryptos. There's huge volatility, which is why I would stay away and not really see this as an investment. And there's a lot of risk that many of these will end up worthless, and that shouldn't be a shock. I would take you back to the internet companies that disappeared 20 years ago as the internet was going mainstream. We saw a winnowing process that's likely to occur exactly the same way in crypto, and we're actually seeing that play out before our eyes. And then one of the other risks is how governments are going to react to Bitcoin and any of these other cryptos as they threaten their stranglehold over money, and regulation is going to make these things change quite a bit over time. So something we just need to continue to watch and stay on top of, but hopefully that helps you with your understanding of what these are. LC, I'd like for you to stay on the line. I know you called yesterday and tried to get back through today. I'd love to talk to you off the air and see if I can help you, sir, because you've been so patient. Karen and David, I apologize we didn't get to you, but if you want to allow us to get your phone number, we'll get you back on the air next week, first in line. We'd love for you to be able to be on the program. We're thankful for you calling today. You guys stay right there. We'll get your information and figure out how we can get you answers to your questions. I'm sorry we didn't get you on the air today. Folks, thanks for being along with us. It's been a great week. We've covered a lot of ground, and here's the big idea. God owns it all. We're stewards or managers of his resources, and we want to be found faithful with that, using money as a tool to accomplish God's purposes, drawing our counsel from his scripture and keeping an eternal perspective, not focused on the temporal. That's what we do when we gather each day on this program. On behalf of Jim Henry, Pat Montague, and Devin Patrick, I'm Rob West. Thanks for being along with me today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Have a great weekend. Come back and join us on Monday. We'll do it all over again. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.